It's Hot 107.9 Philly's Morning Show. Shamara and Laia, and in the studio we have Beatface Honey. She's a world-renowned makeup artist, but she's also got a brand new record out. But we're talking makeup because we need to know, what are some of the makeup tips that have gone wrong? What not to do?
The worst makeup tip ever is the very common misconception that to define an eyebrow, you have to put a light something or other above the brow.
Concealer? That's not true?
That is not true. It should not be light. It should be the same color as your skin. Now, underneath, when you're defining under the brow, you can use a light concealer. But above the brow, nobody wants it to look like it's chalk above your eyebrow. What is that? I don't know. I don't get it.
Friend, if you're just joining us, Beatface Honey, Tatiana Ward. She's from Hatfield. Hey, and I can say all of that because that means she's from the county.
And Port Richmond.
Whatever. She's in here in the studio with us. Slate to the Gods, this new single of hers, of course, is available now on iTunes. And for someone, a woman, man, whatever it is, to be Slate to the Gods, what do you suggest, Beatface Honey, for in terms of cleaning brushes and things like that?
Cleaning brushes? Mm-hmm. There's what you call a spot cleaner, which is a cleaner that gets germs off, but it's not like really a full-on wash. I like to full-on wash. So you're not going to have 600 brushes if you're doing like a whole bridal party, but you can get spot cleaners in CVS. You can get really good ones online.
Oh, for clothes? You're talking about like the spot cleaners for clothes?
Called a spot, like Cinema Secrets brush cleaner.
Oh, I'm such a child
but
in this.
Otherwise, if you're not a makeup artist and you're just trying to wash your brushes at home, use baby soap.
So I was about to say, can I use like Dawn or something like that?
No, not Dawn. That's too harsh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how often should I wash them?
You should wash your brushes as much as you wash your pillowcases.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
To some people, but you might need to really give a number on that because people, they do it every 6 months.
That's gross. Okay. Maybe every 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
That's pushing it, but
do you have a favorite celebrity you like to beat?
I think that I love all of my celebrity clients. I've worked with Kay Michelle, SWV, Samore, Niecy Nash, Nikki, obviously, Brandy, obviously. And I've learned something from all of them individually. Samore is my all-around favorite girl, though.
Oh, that's cool. She's chocolate.
She is awesome, too. Like, in terms of her makeup, yes, she's beautiful. And I love a brown skin girl. Nobody carries a beat better than a brown skin girl. I'm sorry. I try. It doesn't work. Like, I don't carry a beat as good. The brown skin girls carry it the best. But Samore is just a dope person. Like, she's a businesswoman. She's intelligent. She's real. Like, she's my favorite client that I've had thus far.
Is there somebody you would like to do that you haven't done yet?
I'm curious about doing everybody. Hey, Beyonce.
I knew she was going to say that.
Hey, Oprah.
Hey, it's a job.
Right.
Beatface Honey's in the studio with us. Friend, I have a question for you. Whose face, and you're probably not going to answer this either, whose face do you look at and be like, oh my God, I would love to slay them to the gods so they could be slayed to the gods. You know what I mean? But you're like, my brush couldn't help them even if I tried, even if it was magical.
Oh, dang.
Now that I won't answer.
But dude, what the crap? But she
does. I am not a mean girl.
Halfway.
I will say, I would love to do, Lupita? I would love to do her. And it's not that her makeup artist is doing a bad job. He's doing a phenomenal job, but she always does what I call a sweet beat. And she's always very natural. Mm-hmm. I would love to add some drama to her. You know, everybody has their specifications and what they want. Nikki would never let me put on her lashes. She wants to put on her lashes. Like,
shut up.
No, there were times that I put on her lashes, but you know, everybody's got their little quirks. Mm-hmm. Niecy Nash said, don't touch my face.
What?
She's a sweetheart.
With your fingers,
amazing.
You mean?
She said, I just have this funny thing. I don't let my feet touch the ground, and I don't like people just touching my face.
Use a brush, right?
Everybody's got their something. Mm. But she was super sweet about it. It's not like she was mean.
Beatface Honey's here. Yo, she has a brand new song, Slayed to the Gods. Is this on sale? iTunes?
It's iTunes, right? Amazon, now. Rhapsody, everywhere you could buy music.
And it's going to be a single to a whole album?
I don't know.
All right, we'll see how this goes. I see what you're doing, testing the waters.
I don't know.
Beatface Honey, round of applause. Slayed to the Gods. Go get it on iTunes and go rock with it at the club, man.
Yes, please. Slayed to the Gods.
Follow her on Instagram. It's a treat.
Beatface Honey.